Well, welcome to a new Harry's Garage video. And this video is not going to be the regular sort of road test or trip abroad or anything like that. I want to just discuss some of the things happening in the automotive industry, because we are living through a time of change like never seen before, with basically the EV revolution and the number of electric vehicles now hitting the market, and the reasons behind the scenes why this is happening. Now, the obvious one, climate change. But here in the EU, there is a different set of parameters that all the manufacturers are having to deal with. And I don't think it's being picked up by the main media. Okay, each month, an organisation known as the SMMT publish the sort of sales figures for that month. And obviously, when you get the December figures, you have the full year to look at. And the national general media leapt on these, because in the month of December 22, in the UK, battery electric vehicles took 32.9% of the market. Well, they're taking over. A third of the new car sales in December were electrically powered. I just want everyone to realise there's a backstory to why December figures were that much higher than they have been for the rest of the year. The whole year, 16.6% of all car registrations in the UK were battery electric vehicles. So why the sudden jump in December? Well, a similar thing happened in December 21. And actually, what is now happening with the manufacturers, they have something called fleet average figures to hit that the EU set, and they do it on an individual manufacturer basis. Please keep with me on this one, because it's important going forward, whether you're an enthusiast or a regular motorist, these figures matter, because they're going to change the sort of cars we have in our showroom. The manufacturer has to hit a pretty stringent fleet average for CO2 emissions of the cars they've sold. Now, the cars they sell is sort of determined by us lot going into the dealer and say, oh, I like that yellow one over there, please, or that red one. The manufacturer behind the scenes thinking, oh, if I sell that high emission sports car over there, I have to sell two of those electric cars over there. And so to hit the fleet average, the only way a manufacturer can do it is by selling a number of battery electric vehicles, and depending on how many sort of big cars they sell, that means they have to sell a lot of electric vehicles. Come December, the accountants in the back room have worked out and phoned the boss, say, look, mate, we need to sell 100,000 electric vehicles this month, otherwise we're stuffed. The EU are going to fine us. The VW Group paid a fine of about 100 million euros in 21, because they were slightly over the figures. It was worked out, if manufacturers didn't pay attention, there was the chance they would have been fined a horrific figure, like 12 billion euros. But fortunately, the men in the back room got the numbers right. So what happens in December is the manufacturers do the calculations and say, oh, we've got to sell another 20,000 electric vehicles, otherwise we're going to get fined by the EU. And that is why, right across Europe, you have December electric car sales way higher for that particular month, and then they're all calmed down again as we go forward, because it's not a true reflection of demand. It's a manufacturer thing to hit those EU fleet averages, and they get tougher again in 2023. So rather than having an electric vehicle when you're doing the averaging, originally in 2020 and 21, I think it could count as a double sale. If you sold one electric car, you could count it twice. From 23 onwards, you can only count it once. So they're going to have to sell more electric vehicles to carry on selling the other cars they have in their range that are still powered by internal combustion engines. And that starts to worry me, because I'm not sure if we're really ready in this country for the electrical takeover that the politicians and the EU so want. And really, as a consumer, I sort of want, because I'm worried about climate change as well. People just think, because I've got a garage full of cars, that I think it's just nonsense and I'll carry on driving my petrol engine. No, that's not true. I had an electric car from October 2019 until April 2021. We got on famously with it because we were home charging and we had a CTEC charger in the garage. I knew the turbine was producing electricity and we were consuming it, so all was good. And it all went wrong when we started using it for longer journeys and experienced the hit and miss of the outside charge network. And so we ended up with this very expensive car that we were basically using on a 100-mile umbilical cord because its range was about 220 miles. They promised 290 miles when I first got it. That was a nonsense, and especially in cold weather. So I thought, this is crazy. This is a quite expensive car, and yet we're sort of, every time I do a longer journey, I take something else, and we're just using it for local runs, and that's why it went. Having changed to a plug-in hybrid, I'm finding I'm still doing 70% or thereabouts of our motoring on a pure electric, but I have no range anxiety. I can use it on any journey. I don't even think about it. I just have to put fuel in it every now and then. But I don't think it's still the most efficient way. I would like to go pure electric. You know, the house has been heated via heat pump since 2007. I put a wind turbine in 2007, and I fitted about 30 kilowatt peak of solar panels in 2022 because I would like to be off grid and use pure renewable electricity and zero carbon electricity if I can. Funnily enough, this week, a column was done by Giles Corran on how disastrous he found the charge network and just running an electric car. He was doing it slightly wrong because he lived in a terrace house in London and was trying to charge his electric vehicle via a 13 amp plug and then using the outside network and hoping it'll all be okay and going on his normal routes with not a huge amount of planning. Tesla did get it right in the first instance because it put in those super fast chargers network and you got it with the car and you got easy access to it. Very clever of Elon Musk, that bit. Now, with the more general release of electric vehicles, the charge network simply is not keeping up. I heard figures today, we're meant to be fitting 100 new chargers a day. We're at 23. And if you're going to put it into very simplistic terms, I could argue that the best way for climate change would actually be buying no new cars, electric or anything. Just keep the ones we've got and drive a lot less. That is probably the most environmentally friendly way of going forward. And the reason for this video is I just feel everyone feels incredibly pressurized to do the right thing. I feel the same. And buy an electric vehicle and then everything's going to be all right and the climate's going to cool down and it's all going to be great. I don't think it's going to be that easy. Because I look at the figures that the SMT put out, and the actual cars, the best sellers for the year, are all proper, sensible cars. Nissan Qashqai was the top seller in the UK, a perfectly sensible mobility device for a family to get about, diesel engine, and you'll do 400, 500 miles on a tank, and pretty good miles per gallon, 30,000 to buy. That car, that will go on 10 years, it's got serviceable life plus, probably 15 years. The Ranger I rock around in is 16 years old. My wife uses a Panda 4x4 that we bought in 2005. Cars last a lot longer. And I think the trigger for us sort of churning cars so quickly is because they got expensive. We started putting finance on them, and the finance agreements are 2 or 3 years, so we feel we have to change our cars more regularly than we actually need to. There is no need to panic in all of this, because a lot of the emissions come from the manufacturers of the cars, and the manufacturers themselves are really concentrating on this at the moment. They want to reduce their CO2 from manufacturing as well. And the dilemma they're having is they've realised that Germany, Poland, Slovakia, all those countries in Europe where they are manufacturing at the moment aren't the best place to manufacture because they have quite dirty, as it's termed, electricity. High CO2 because they're highly reliant on gas or particularly coal. So if you're trying to reduce the footprint of building your car in the first place, they aren't the best countries. VW was having a real wrestle with this because it was about to build a new battery factory for all these electric cars it's going to be producing. And it stalled on it because it's realised the manufacturer of those batteries is going to increase their carbon footprint. And that's the last thing they want to be doing. So that's going to be a very interesting one to watch. China has a grip on all of this. I don't understand quite our UK government for incentivizing companies to buy basically company cars. You buy an electric car, there was a period where you got 100% write-off, no benefit in kind. It was impossible to ignore, and a lot of people bought electric cars at that moment to save a lot of tax. I would suggest the government needed all that tax paying because it's got quite a few bills to pay at the moment. Was that the right move, encouraging big company directors to go and spend £100,000 on a new Audi or Porsche Taycan or something like that and have no revenue from the fuel the car was going to use, etc.? It was a very short-sighted policy, as far as I'm concerned. It's interesting, in other countries, you had to buy a car that was actually produced in the country where the subsidy was, America in particular. Money. Surely they would have been better off, if we're going for climate change and we're looking to decarbonise our energy, all the new industrial buildings compulsory should have solar panels fitted across their roofs. That should be mandatory, as should much better insulation on all new build homes. Why are we lagging behind on that? Why aren't we adopting the Scandinavian model of triple glazing, massive insulation in the roofs and in the walls on all new build buildings? I don't understand the motives of the government when they think it's a better idea not do that, but support the purchase of £100,000 plus electric vehicles that aren't actually built in this country anyway. How does that make sense? And I also worry that it's introduced people to electric vehicles a bit too early before they're really ready for it. Home charging at the moment is the key to making an electric vehicle work. I can absolutely understand having, if you're lucky enough to have a place you can charge your car and having a second car for local runs, etc., electric vehicle is fabulous. Quiet, easy, it's no servicing. Every time you get into it, generally, it's got a full tank of energy to go off. It's really very good. It absolutely works. Where it stumbles is when you're just doing random drives and you're going home and then suddenly you need to be over there. And then, oh, I haven't checked where a charger is. And oh, and then that charger's broken and it all goes to pot. Something we don't have to consider with internal combustion engines at the moment, because generally you can buy fuel. If you are looking to buy an electric vehicle, my top tip is to look at the efficiency of the car you're considering to buy. Good efficiency in electric car land is 3 miles plus per kilowatt hour. If the car isn't achieving that, it's inefficient. And there are still cars out there that struggle to do 2 miles to a kilowatt hour. And that's just simply not good enough. Buying a Taycan or those sort of size cars, and I don't want to pick that one out, I'm trying to think of an ID Buzz, say, VW ID Buzz, or those sort of cars that struggle to do 2 miles to a kilowatt hour, is like buying a very thirsty petrol car and say, oh, I've gone all efficient, and then you're doing 16 mpg. No, the cars you want to buy are, well, Tesla is a very good example. For whatever reason, they've always been very good on miles per kilowatt hour, around the 3 miles. The new MG4 is achieving 3 miles plus, and the smaller car. So I'm looking for simplicity in electric vehicle. My next purchase will be honed in on that. I don't think it's sensible that we're ending up with 3 ton plus family cars with big battery packs doing 2 miles per kilowatt hour. That's not where we should be heading. Engineers are cleverer than that. I want to see super efficiency, weight coming down, and very streamlined bodies and ultra efficient electric motors that achieve really good miles per kilowatt hour. I'm not interested in 3 seconds 0 to 60 in my family car. I think it's really interesting comments that Akio Toyoda made. This is the CEO of Toyota, a highly successful car company, the most profitable car company in the world. And he said back in, I think it was October time, he said, I believe battery electric vehicles are just going to take a longer to become mainstream than the media would like us to believe. He added that a silent majority in the auto industry share his view, but they think it's the trends. They can't speak out too loudly. A very interesting comment. Because cars take 4 or 5 years to hit the market during the sort of development period behind the scenes, before they show them, they come available in the showroom. And 5 years ago, it was all about range. That was the thing that they wanted to add to electric vehicles. So they put bigger batteries in. Unfortunately, all the individual ingredients that go into make a battery have got hugely more expensive. And that's put up the price of electric vehicles to a point no one expected. They expected, as we all produce more electric vehicles, the cost of the battery would go down, but it's rocketed. So now the manufacturers are now launching this car because they have to hit the fleet averages and reduce CO2 at highly inflated prices. And I think there's going to be real resistance from the buyer, especially of the more mundane cars. Finance costs have gone up. Costs of the cars are really rocketing. Is it still affordable, especially if you go to an outside charger and you're paying 70p a unit when we got used to sort of 10, 20p a unit back in the old days on our domestic electricity? So much as we all want to do the real thing, my advice at this point is to calm down, keep with what you've got. Diesel is still a very good solution. A modern Euro 6D diesel is really low on emissions, NOx is right down, matches almost a petrol vehicle, and a lot less energy goes into building that car. 60% less, they think, on internal combustion air car compared to a battery car at the moment, current figures. And if you are doing quite a few long journeys, it is the answer. I have a friend who's just paid £35,000 for a 3 Series. He goes regular run up to Scotland. He can do it almost on a tank. He'll keep that car 10, 12 years, knowing him. Who's doing better, him or the guy who's had 2 Taycans, bought one for himself and then bought another one perhaps for his wife next year, and then he's got a Range Rover electric coming on order. So he's got these 3 all perfect electric vehicles that the government has supported him into buying. Who's actually doing better for the planet? The bloke who keeps the diesel 60, 70 MPG diesel BMW for 10, 12 years, or the guy who churns a car every other year into the latest electric vehicle? My money is on the man with the 3 Series at the moment. The other thing to consider, I think there's a tech change coming by 2030. That is when I think I'll be going back to pure electric. Solid state batteries have been spoken about a lot, but they are coming down the line. Toyota are working on them very hard. Huge amount of effort going to make them work. They promise less weight, more range, quicker charging. All the things we actually want. So yeah, watch this space. I'm going to do a number of these sort of videos just looking at what's going on the scenes. I want to talk about the weight of vehicles as well, what Euro 7 means for the enthusiast market and that sort of thing. So please add your comments below. If I've got something completely wrong, please let us know on that as well. I will research it and come back to you. But I hope you enjoyed this video. If you have, well, keep watching, keep subscribing. More videos coming along very soon.